AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Say my name.
ESPN 97.5.
Damn right.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We went from 20 to 80 in a hurry. Hour number one was the 80% sun, no, the 20% sunshine, and hour number two, the storm clouds, they are a-forming.
For those who don't know, Barry walked out of the studio with a big smile, came back in.
With an F-bomb.
I'm good. I'm happy that you guys make me happy.
You're so foolish. That's such
you do. You guys every day put a smile on my face. You make me happy to be alive. Guys, I do radio for a living now. Why would I not be happy every day?
Because you have to work with me.
Well, that's true.
See?
But besides that.
Right. If you and Nick could just go off together, you'd be great.
Well, look at this. I don't know about Nick either. But, you know, I mean, look, I work 3 hours a day. I don't punch a clock. I'm not out in the heat like a lot of these dudes that are out there, you know, grinding, and I respect the hell out of it. I used to do that. Why would I be angry? This is a great job.
It is. You want to go 80, you want to convince the listeners that you're 80-20 happy, and you just said on the air
how you
can't stand either one of us. So that's not quite an 80-20 split right there.
So happy. No, I do. I love you guys. I hate you guys, but I love you guys. Does that make any sense?
Can't stand your face, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
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 We did screw up, by the way.
Uh-oh.
El Jefe, of all people, because he's kind of weird and creepy that way, too.
Yeah?
He pointed out, Nick and I talked about it in the break, and we have to give him props. He's right. We needed to ask Trey about that 3.0 minimum grade point average to be an intern at the station.
That's true. So the feedback on the text lines was good.
Yeah, I see that. And on Twitter.
It went well. Trey was good. Yeah, Trey was better than Joe talking about doodling his dog's ass gland. Trey's timing is pretty good. Hopefully he replaces Nick.
Jeez.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm going, I know we missed something. But at the same time, I always feel like he's hit or miss, and sometimes he knocks it out of the park.
Well, like I said, I don't think you can expect, he's still learning. You can't expect like perfection every time out. I think
like sometimes Kyle on Twitter said, I love Trey Sabas because he makes me feel better about myself.
And I mean, sometimes it's just going to be interesting. You know what I mean? Like Trey's an interesting dude.
Oh, no doubt.
He's not always going to be funny, but I feel like he'll always be interesting or weird, which is the same thing a lot of times.
Yeah, he'll catch your attention.
Yeah.
Well, and he's such a good dude. I mean, he's got a huge heart. He's actually a really good dude. It's just that he can't help it. You know, sometimes the things that come out of his mouth, like when I said, do you have goals? Yep. What are they? I just thought I'd say that to impress you.
Yeah. See? I don't. It's a smart kid going
this
there.
This is the beauty of our interns. Because
is it?
Well, the fact that they're so unpredictable, but they can be radio gold in a heartbeat. I mean, who would have thought Asteroids was coming out yesterday? That was crazy. Jay, who has life by the grapes because of the fact that his dad owns a construction company.
I had totally forgot about Jay, which I don't know how I could.
True.
But I totally forgot about Jay.
And we needed to find out how many conversations Trey has had with Javier to just know that if he saw that coming and how thick that accent was, because the guy never talks.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he always gives you the head nod, like, what's up?
And he was wearing a Thrasher shirt.
Yep.
Which, back in the day, I used to read. Did you ever skateboard? Were you like a serious skateboarder?
I had a skateboard.
Now, were you like a guy that rode the Nash skateboards and like Or were you like legit like a skater dude that gets laid every day?
I was
day?
Big into the BMX racing and all that.
Oh, you
all
are?
That stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, but I had like, I didn't have a plastic skateboard. I had a wood skateboard.
Well, yeah, Nash wasn't plastic. It was wood, but it was those like fat boards that were kind of whack.
No.
Like a lot of people had like a Santa Cruz board or something like that.
I wasn't an idiot though. I wasn't going to go try and get a skateboard to go like on its spine on a like a staircase railing and then try and land that.
Thing. Okay.
I was a more wannabe. In tune to go off a 6-foot jump with a bike and figure out how to not go over the handlebars.
Oh, okay.
See, and more yeah. times than not, I went over the handlebars.
I was a wannabe skater. I wanted to be like a skater dude. But then when I got at the top of the half pipe and put my board on the edge and I looked down and I'm scared of heights, I was like, nope, not for me. I'm done. And I watched everyone else just busting their ass trying to learn how to do that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to think I'm going to go do something else. I don't
I was
know
like
what.
That too.
I'll try to go get bitches or something.
Were you more,
I'm not
you were more
just...
skateboard than BMX?
I attempted the skateboard like him. And then
and you got to the top of the half pipe and
but
went, nope.
One thing you will try, I tried, like this came years later, maybe like 5-6 years ago, something came out called the Ripstick, which is like a wannabe version of the skateboard, basically. It's only two wheels and you kind of.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've seen
tell
it.
Me. Tell
I've
me.
Seen it.
I didn't get
dude,
one of
it
those.
Was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Now, this does is, it get faster when you...
Yeah, the more you...
I have other words I want to use, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dude, it's like
I want to call you so many things
most
right now that are
well,
not
most
PC
skateboarders will
and
like
inappropriate.
Attack you for calling yourself a skateboarder using that. You know what I mean? But I don't call myself a skateboarder anyway,
right,
so it doesn't
right.
matter.
It doesn't
but,
matter. Either way, if you're on that crazy legs machine...
I don't think you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly I know what you're talking about. It looks like you're doing the crazy legs with rollerblades.
Isn't it
kind of
like
skates.
A skateboard with two like
desk
chairs?
It goes back
chairs,
and forth,
yeah,
and you can go on real fast.
On,
yeah, it's,
on
dude,
the,
it's a blast.
End?
I'm telling you, try it. I'll bring one.
I'm one.
You have
I'm a
one?
Grown man. I'm
I
not
had one,
trying.
I broke it.
Oh.
I'm not trying it as a 43-year-old grown
I
man.
Think we should try
it. Take it down the hallway.
I think we should Facebook Live it.
Take it down the hallway.
See me bust my ass.
Yeah.
Bring it to work tomorrow. I'll do it.
I swear I'm going to bring one. I'm going to find someone
okay.
that has
and
one.
And two, why would you compare that to skateboarding? Every
Just
every,
to draw
like,
so you, much hate. Everybody just, hates you when you compare
yeah.
it to skateboarding. I know. It's not a big deal.
There's a lot of politically incorrect words I'm going to call you right now.
Go
wear,
ahead.
Do you wear
no.
pads?
I'm not
no,
getting
I
letters.
Hate I hate helmets. I hate all that crap. I hate that.
Well, it's because you're... Oh, now you want to be
no,
a man.
No, I just hate it. I just hate it.
Jeez.
I just hate wearing it.
No wonder why he loves you. I mean, hate.
Yeah.
So you weren't like gonna like ride your skateboard or your crazy legs machine with the elbow
helmet,
pads
nah.
and the helmet?
Nah.
I never did either.
I would not.
Nah.
See, like we did the BMX races and everything and tried to get real intense on that. And my buddy actually raced them, but my best friend was 2 years older than me, and I was kind of like the whipping boy for the entertainment factor. So like he was doing literally a 6-foot jump where he was leaving. We had this. Secret like spot past some railroad tracks where there was a lot of terrain and you could go down like a say a 20-30 foot high incline to get some speed going
uh-huh.
and then they built like a 6-foot jump and these guys were tabletopping once they got airborne and doing all these things
yeah.
like you can do it and I'm like man I don't think I can do it and they're like you can do it just and I'm like well don't I have to practice first they go no just get up there and do it so dumbass me I just go yeah sure we'll give it a try
now was this when you were heavy.
I was probably a little portly.
That's not helping then.
No, that ain't helping either.
It's helping you get speed, but it's
right.
not helping you tabletop
no.
and stay airborne.
First okay. of all, I was just concerned about landing it, and
right?
it was a bigger concern after I got off the ramp. Because I went down just fine, hit the ramp real good, and then proceeded to go right over the handlebars, and the bike just kept going backwards while I went forwards, and it was just me about 20-some feet up in the air going, this is going to hurt when I land.
What'd you break?
I actually didn't break
well,
anything.
Well, good for you for having
because
a cushion.
Because I was fat, so I was able to cushion the fall. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I didn't bounce either, but I didn't break anything.
Somebody on Twitter said, the fact that people who think or don't think like Trey will be running our country one day when I'm old scares the crap out of me. That was Matt and Katie. Yeah.
But the inaugural ball
texts,
will have...
Of course. There's a few
of course.
In there,
there's just a couple.
But performing at the inauguration ball will be Oasis. I'm going to have Oasis. And My Bloody Valentine, greatest band ever.
It's still surprising to me that he likes Oasis.
It's a great band, though. You don't like Oasis?
No.
God. Oasis got some good songs.
No. You're on your own.
No, I like Oasis.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good for
you're
you
on
guys.
Your own, actually,
now you know why I hate you both.
There you go. I was just going to say you
like
beat
Oasis?
Me to it.
Because you like it.
Hey, right now, I want to tell you about the good friends over at Window World Houston. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but they're energy-saving windows made right here in the U.S. of A. They carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, and they probably can reduce your energy bills every month. Window World has become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price starting at just $189 a window plus $45 for Solar Zone E to meet Texas energy regulations. You want the first step to reducing those energy bills? I got an idea for you. Just call Window World because they give you a free written estimate. You call them, they come to you, they give you an estimate, and then it's up to you to do whatever you're going to do. They're not going to pressure you. They're not going to try and come back at you 16 times and say, we really need your business. No, they're going to give you the written estimate, tell you how they can improve your energy savings and your windows in your house, and then leave it all up to you. If you don't want any hassles or pressure, you go to Window World. If you want to do something with them, you call them. The start of the process, call 713-439-1172 or head to windowworldhouston.com, 713-439-1172. WindowWorldHouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, Houston, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way From Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit LongWayFromHomeMovie.com to reserve your spot. That's LongWayFromHomeMovie.com for more details. I should give that out one more time. LongWayFromHomeMovie.com. Make sure you get that right. I was doing so good.
I was looking the other way. I was like letting you roll through.
I was just nailing it. Sucked. Whatevs. I'll get it. I got to do it two more times, so I'll nail it. I'll get it.
Guys,
at some
did we forget
point.
About something?
What?
What's today?
I don't know.
Wednesday. Way back Wednesday?
Son of a...
Wow. We
How
did.
Does this happen again?
Is that why the vice president of everything came in? Because she was excited about our list that aren't here?
Yep.
And what did we say we were going to do?
Gosh.
Was it club tune?
I think we had a theme, too.
Yeah, 90s club music.
90s club music. Oh, yeah,
90s club bangers. So we're going to have to do a throwback Thursday
and now
again.
Now my sister finally got it right. Only she called it throwback Wednesdays.
You know, this is what happens when I am not in charge.
First of all, there's not a day that goes by that you're not in charge.
This is what happens when I relinquish the reins and let you guys lead.
Normally, you know, you can blame me because normally I'm the one that reminds you guys that tomorrow is.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And I was too busy cleaning up booty juice to worry about way back Wednesdays.
Oh, I can't believe we failed at this so bad. That's horrible.
So, Nick, I'm taking the blame for this. I'm saying it's my fault because normally I remind you guys it's way back Wednesdays, but because I was cleaning booty juice from my dog, that I didn't do it. But this will be the second time now that we have to turn a way back Wednesday into a throwback Thursday.
I don't like this. It's going to be different now. It's going to be really, it's not going to be the same.
So do we keep the theme then, or do we just do it alternate for this week so that we keep it on point for next week?
No, we're keeping the theme. We're doing it the same. It's 90s club bangers tomorrow for all day. Each hour, no contest. We're doing the same thing. It's just like the last time we forgot. We're going to do the same thing.
You're gonna pull out your stash of Diplo?
No. No, Diplo's not in the 90s club rotation.
I know.
I'm going to play Snap.
I got
some
the power.
Snap and some, you know, we should do make this difficult for Joel and tell him that he can't do raw bass and DJ Easy Rock.
I wouldn't. And by the way, Nick, let's talk about who makes it difficult for who. Okay, guys, this is the theme for this week, and here's my list, so you guys can't copy it or cheat it.
Yeah,
or
that
double
was
it.
Kind of a cheap move last time.
What?
His mic's hot if he wants to. Yeah, that was kind of a cheap move. You just tell us the theme and then email it like 2 minutes afterwards. Yeah. Cheap.
No
repeats, yeah. No nothing. So basically, we're screwed over with
take
your top
all the good
10,
ones.
And then it's like, yeah,
leave all the
that.
Bad ones for me and Joel.
Look, it's not my fault. You guys can't think quick on your feet. I didn't have any of those in the, like, none of that was in the chamber. Like, I just, I came up, I, someone had given me the idea. I said it, and that's when I sat down and made my list.
You said it after you had your list ready to go?
No.
Did you come up with a theme, then look for songs, or did you find songs within the theme and then give us the theme?
Do you really think that I would sit around coming up with this just to get you guys?
Yes, I do.
Cheating ass. Absolutely.
I have more of a life than that, Joseph.
I don't know. I absolutely believe that.
No, I don't have much of a life, but I have more of a life than that.
I'm not sure I believe that, Barry.
Okay, well, you don't have to, but I'm just telling you that a listener had texted the theme, and I had totally forgot about way back Wednesday. Joel reminded us via text, so I texted you guys what the theme was, and then I sat down.
Within 39 seconds, you submitted your list.
I sat down and opened my laptop and made a list. It's that simple. I don't have to do hours and hours of research like you two. I know music.
It just has to be quiet.
I know music. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. And Serene, you did much better today.
I was literally not going to talk to you at all.
He wasn't.
You came in and you made more sounds chewing your sandwich than I did with my mouth.
So I did notice I was very crunchy today.
Yeah,
I don't know why I was so crunchy.
Yeah, if I heard that, I would have just...
Yeah, that's annoying.
Because the people that like crunch their chips, that's the worst sound in the world.
I'm trying to read a story and I hear...
It was the onions. It was the onions. Yeah. Sometimes it happens. You know, you get a little toasty bread and some onions, and it's going
to
crunch.
Your boy Chuck the Cusser pickles. Wants to talk about skateboarding.
No.
Chuck the Cusser wants to talk about skateboarding. Look what you've done. Chuckles.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Oh, man. I just want to know, when did it become cool for all them kind of outside-the-line sports, man, where you could almost die doing something? I'm about 49, man. I mean, I played football, baseball, basketball. You know, then just did it again. When did it become cool to just, you know, like Joel said, get off a BMX, go over a friggin' hill and almost kill yourself? When did I miss that?
Your childhood.
Yeah. And then
Chuck?
The X Games brought it all back again.
Chuck, were you, like, sheltered as a kid?
Chuck's gone.
Yeah, Nick hung up
dropped,
on him. You dropped him.
Yeah. We need Chuck back because we still need to evaluate.
No,
I understand, but at some point, we've got to evaluate his analogy yesterday about when you reach a certain age, when you're playing tennis and you get to that shot in the corner, you can't get there anymore. I just, for the life of me, can't put Chuck on a tennis court playing tennis. I see him hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
Drinking some cold beer. I don't see him chasing a ball down, a fuzzy yellow ball in tight white shorts.
Wait a minute. Now, somebody just texted the show about way back Wednesday and said, I still remember Barry's Women's Day debacle. That wasn't a debacle, sir.
Was it Mother's Day?
No, it was International Woman's Day.
Yeah, you did it well.
Yeah, I had Madonna, I had Aretha Franklin, I had all the greats.
You had Whitney.
It's not my fault.
It's Raining Men and Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman.
No, but it's not my fault that you guys are classless male jerks and don't appreciate good female artists. That's not my bad. That's your bad, Texter and Joel.
Isn't it all about all we do is win? So I believe that day it was easier for everybody to give the W's, which Barry was 0 for like a month and a half.
You're sexist.
Well, you're not, but you're a loser.
So, I was. I agree. I was doing layups. That's why I trick you guys now and already have my list made when I send you this week's topic. Like, I already have my 90s club bangers.
See,
I just didn't want to just playing it cool. I'm just laying back.
We were right all
letting
along,
you think
Nick.
You're open. Yeah, you are. That's sad.
So we have a special guest in the studio that's going to join us next segment. James Harden's illegitimate little brother who cuts hair is going to join
why
us.
You, otherwise why you put known that
as,
on him?
Because he's still wearing the Harden beard and it's 150 degrees outside.
It's a style. It's a trend. You don't just shave just because.
It's amazing how I hook you two up and suddenly.
I like how like, this is. No, let me tell you what happened today.
Is like on so, the loose.
So Jason posts about coming on the show today, and Joel's first response is, "You guys talk about me, don't you?" Like, no, you don't even come up. We don't even think about you, Joel.
I said you say all the time.
No,
that you rip me in the chair.
No, that's not true.
And
I
Jason's
don't
like,
say
no,
that.
It's his safe spot. Because Barry needs his safe spot.
It is my safe zone. But what happens in the chair stays in the chair, but you don't ever come up. You did the first time because I said, yeah, Joel told me to come out here. Does he have a wet Jay? And Jason said yes. That was it.
Did he really have to say a wet Jay?
That's how you said it. You say
it's
wet Jay.
A little Jay. Explicit.
Yeah.
Plus, you said wet
plus
Jay.
The way he says it, it's not like a wet. Does he have a wet J?
You have a moist J. You have a dank J.
My good friend Jason Rolandrat joins us next from Current Cuts. I'm a little worried because he had his clippers. You're not cutting my hair. But anyway,
yeah, that's what
at the halfway
for.
Point, we are ready to roll with our special guest next. Don't miss it. Current Cuts joining us on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It's The Usual Suspects, Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, ESPN 97.5. Special guest in the studio, and the man knows about marketing because he's repping himself on his hat, fresh from Current Cuts, the barber to the stars, at least in Houston, my man, Jason Rowland. Jason, what's up?
What's going down? What's going down?
Y'all good?
I'm great.
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 Now, you had last week, was it? No. Yeah. Last Friday, you were featured on ABC 13.
13, yeah.
They came out to the studio, right?
Yeah, they came out.
And so they did. They did a special on you because you are the barber for a lot of athletes in this town, not just the Texans. I know the special was about the Texans.
Right.
But you cut a lot of athletes' hair, right? Like, give us your roster, just the ones you can tell. I'm sure there's some.
If you're allowed.
Yeah, there's some that maybe don't want to know.
Dude, you're top secret, man.
But give us your roster of the hair that you cut in this town as far as athletes go. You're on the cough button.
You want to start?
Yeah, don't lean on the cough button.
You want to start with the NFL guys?
Yeah, let's go through NFL.
All right, Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, Deshaun Watson.
Okay, now let me stop you there with Deshaun Watson.
All right, stop.
So that's a pretty good roster to get started with.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that I noticed about Deshaun Watson, and I've never met the man, but I saw in some of his pictures that his edge up needed some work.
Those are previous pictures.
Okay. So I was going to ask, have you fixed his line? Because it was crooked for ever.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's a gradual process. Okay. I did notice it, though. I noticed it. I like did a little
Does
research.
He know it was that crooked?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ask him. But I, you know, kind of just easily tried to straighten it out a little bit.
Good.
But yeah.
We can't have our quarterback
that's
looking.
That's a good score, though. I mean, that says something in itself. Yeah. If word of mouth, new kid comes to town and right away he's.
How did that go down?
What's that? How I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. DJ Reader is defensive lineman for the Texans. They both played at Clemson together.
Oh.
So, you know, once he got drafted, I said, hey, Clemson, hey, DJ, look out for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hit me up on Mother's Day. So I had to leave the family.
Oh, wow. So you do that? So if I call you on Christmas, you're going to cut my hair for me?
For you, Barry, I got you. You're my guy.
He's such a liar. You know what that text would be like? New phone. Who's this?
I'm about to walk out. So you don't worry about anything else. You just keep rolling.
He's going
to
say, new
See
phone.
What I did
who's
there?
This?
Keep rolling.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got. So keep going. I stopped you because those are that's a pretty strong roster
you
to
go
start
further,
with.
Let me also say what else is strong?
Mm-hmm.
The Rockets have a guy that comes to practice and a chair in the locker room so that they can get cuts. And yet they still go to Jason.
That's true.
That's how good Jason is.
That's true. So keep going with your roster. It's pretty impressive.
All right. Eddie Pleasant. And we got a couple more. Curtis Drummond. Then for us basketball, start with DeAndre Jordan, Ty Lawson, Marcus Thornton.
So far you got an all-star team.
Lightweight all-star
team. Now, you have some ex-Rockets too, right? Some old school Rockets.
Well, yeah. I mean, I started out with Clyde Drexler, and you know, I got the George Gervin socks on, the Iceman.
Okay.
You know, then man, it just got me on the spot. But it's
was
a lot
Moochie
of guys.
Norris?
Moochie.
Or his beard, not his hair, because he didn't have any hair.
Clyde,
you cleaned it up a little
Moochie
bit.
Killed you because they both went for the hair club.
Well, you know, Somebody got to do it.
It's gotta see, yeah, you still clean it up though, right?
Yeah, somebody okay. got it. Somebody got to do it.
So do you have any baseball guys? Or is there just too many white guys in baseball that don't get their hair cut?
Nah, I don't have any baseball guys.
See, it's...
I don't have any baseball
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, what's up with that? You need to get on that. Maybe you could get Yulieski Gurriel. Have you seen his hair?
No, they got somebody.
He looks like a troll doll.
They it's, got somebody, but I don't know the brother.
All right, so you
pitchers.
Huh?
They got a couple pitchers.
Yeah, Lance McCullers. I bet you. Yeah, that,
and even Gustav.
He gets a fancy
pitcher
haircut.
Has a beard like mine, right?
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel. Oh, he Keuchel sure does.
Yeah.
So
is
now,
that why you did that?
Nah,
you wanted to be James Harden second.
Shoot, I had my beard, but way before that.
Yeah, but you used did to keep you? It neat and trim.
It is neat.
No, it ain't.
Now, I asked you last week, because I, as you guys know, Nick and Joel, the hair on my face is pretty sad. And I was trying to, and the first thing I do when I sit down in Jason's chair is he goes, what the hell's on your face? I'm like, dude, you're first of all, why are you disrespecting my facial hair? This is the best I can do. Second of all, like, give me some tips, man. I need some help. He had nothing. Nothing.
He didn't mean the goatee. He's like, what the hell's on your face? That like, nose, my face, those my eyes.
I figured he would have some tips for me. He's like, I'm not a miracle worker, man. I can't help you there.
I cut hair, man. I don't grow it. If I could grow it, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
A billionaire.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, without question.
So Jason brought his stuff today to cut your hair, Joel.
And I would be like on what's happening. I'd be Dwayne. I'd have the Darnell Hillman fro.
Now, you've never... for those of you that don't know, Joel, you're the one that hooked me up with Jason. You're like, hey, this dude cuts the Rockets hair. He's like the barber to
you
all
asked
the,
me
the
where
athletes.
To go.
Yeah, yes. Where can I get a good ball fade?
I remember that.
You said go to Jason.
Correct.
So I did. I called Jason, hooked up. I've been getting my hair cut there once a week. And sometimes if I need it earlier for a show or whatever, he's great about it.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, how long have you known each other?
15 years, maybe.
15 years.
10, 15 years.
At least, yeah, 15. Like,
so
okay,
you've
maybe.
Known. How long have you been cutting hair, Jason?
Since I was 12, but legally, 18 years. Legally.
Okay. So you've been cutting hair
you
for the entire time.
Gangster.
You've been cutting.
I've been legit.
I went legit when I was 16. So you've been cutting hair for as long as you've known Joel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Virtually.
And Joel, you guys are friends, right?
Yeah, we good. Yeah.
But you've never gone and gotten a haircut from Jason.
No,
Now why?
Because I'm follically challenged for one.
Doesn't matter. You still get a haircut, don't you?
Yeah, but you want it to be as tight a cut as possible. I'm trying to like.
Are you saying he can't do that?
No, I'm trying to cover ramps and things up that I've gotten from all these years of playing baseball, wearing hats and stuff. So I'm trying to get as much deep cover as I can.
Okay,
so
but you don't trust him?
Not has nothing to do with it.
So where do you go to get your haircut?
Supercuts.
What?
It's right around the corner.
Bro, he
should be offended right now.
Right?
He should be
you,
very offended.
You think some lady fresh out of barber school is going to do a better job at hiding your bald spot than Jason would?
I don't have a bald spot.
But I thought that's what you meant.
That's because she does a good job. But no, what I'm saying is it's because it's right next to my house and it's like a 5-minute process.
All
right,
well, he's here now and he brought clippers. Let's do this.
I have to take a shower and get my hair clean.
Oh, no.
First.
He'll clean you up.
Please.
Look, when I leave his barber chair, I don't have any hair on me. I don't even need a shower. No. I go home and go to bed. Like, I got straight into bed without showering.
You get
no hair on
treatment.
Me.
Shampoo, everything. He's like, no hair, nowhere.
Well, we ain't doing it here.
Why not? I don't understand.
Because I don't see a shower. I don't see any of this stuff. No.
Are you scared?
No, dude.
Do it for the sake of the show. We can put it on Facebook
we
Live.
We can do
it.
Never mind. We won't do yours.
Nick doesn't have any hair. He can't get a haircut.
I wanted to ask Jason, first of all.
Well, don't change the subject. I want you to get a haircut.
I know what you want. And as the judge and jury of the show, I'm appreciating that.
I'm sad for you guys and your friendship that you've been friends
you
for 12 years.
You should be happy
you've
for
never...
it because it's been a long-living friendship regardless
I tell
of
you what,
I've
let me ask
not.
You this. Jason, have you ever listened to Joel on the radio?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see how that works. So he supports you in your endeavors.
Wait.
But you've never gone to get a haircut at either current cut location.
Have you listened to this show before or after I sent Barry there and we started mentioning you?
I was listening before.
You were not.
A smart
move. Yes, I was.
You were
move.
Listening to Rockets
Jason, that
games.
Was a smart move.
No, I was listening before. That's how
What's
I
your
heard
favorite
you guys
episode
talking
of
about
the,
getting
hold
the
Hold on now. Joe's on to something
spot.
Here. Yep. What's your favorite episode of The Usual Suspects, Jason?
My first one. The one about hair. The one about hair.
That's all he's got, man.
That's all I've got. That's all I've got. Hair, baby.
Sometimes we can
see you lying
we don't
now,
need
Jason.
To get out of the deep cover that you're lying in, because that's a lie.
Yeah, damn lie.
Getting haircuts at the at the ballpark and getting haircuts at the arena. You know, that was the conversation I jumped in on.
That was today.
No, fam. No, now, fam. Now, that was not today.
Now, where are your locations at, Jason?
All right, so the main location is North Houston, 59 North in Tidwell.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And my kind of private...
secret.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is 59 South in Chimney Rock, right inside Nine Innovations.
Okay. Gym. And they can find you on Facebook, all that Current
Cuts. Yeah, at Current Cuts.
On Twitter, Cuts, Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Instagram, okay. All the same.
Now, are you going to hook us up with a famous athlete?
What you need?
He's like, what you got? What you I'm going to get you with Nick, and you guys can figure out how we can get famous athletes. That'd be great.
Because
Nick can't do it on his own. God, I mean, I don't know.
What you
We've
need?
Been begging. I got to bring in. I got to bring in.
Well, we know we can't get any Astros. So,
I got to tap the left arm and bring in the reliever.
Yeah, you know, I'm
Look,
the
Nick's
plug.
Mad. He's like, you bastards.
No, I'm not mad at all. Can you bring James Harden?
I don't know James Harden.
Oh.
He has.
Bring in Deshaun Watson. Bring in Watson.
He's like, man, don't ruin my new client.
Hey, you want to go straight to the top.
Hey, I know.
Before you go, yeah. I did want to ask you, because Arian, you got a lot of love when Arian broke the Texans logo on his head that time.
Right.
How long did that take?
45 minutes at least.
You got a stencil or something?
Nah, just a very, very good razor.
Now, when you got him, did that take off? Did that like help your business a lot by having him as a client?
Arian's kind of like was like the NFL plug, so... I mean, my business took off, but, you know, people was just coming driving from all over just to get that logo in their head.
Really?
You know, it was at the height of his career, the playoffs.
But did you freehand that logo?
Yeah, you can't, like, draw it on there.
You didn't have, like, a stencil or anything? You just did
it? That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
I do it for a living, Barry.
Did you use the clippers or a straight razor or both?
Clipper and razor. You got to clean it out. You got to make it look right.
Were you great with a coloring book when you were small? Did you stay between the lines?
Yeah. Okay. I'm an artist.
I was going to say, because in your spare time, you should draw if you can do that logo that clean without a stencil or anything.
I feel like Paul Bosch by saying this, but if he can make my hair look good, he can make anyone's. Because like when I leave with that bald fade, it looks good. I get compliments on it.
Barry won't get an edge up.
No, I won't. I have the widow's peak, and it drives him nuts. But I told him, because if I do that, the widow's peak grows back at a different rate. You'd have to like laser it off or something like that. Otherwise, no.
You know how many people think Calvin Murphy's widow's peak is done intentionally as an M?
That's what I thought.
See, everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks that, and it's not true.
Whose hair do you want to cut? What's one person in this town or celebrity nationwide that you would want to cut their hair?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
He got killed during the
Dude! Finals. What's up with his hair? Why? What's he doing wrong? Everything? Because he ain't doing anything?
He needs to go a lot lower.
And he needs to brush it with the grain, I heard?
And I know he got bread, so, you know, it need to be right.
And then you're on the national stage like that?
Every day got him. Every day.
Well, can you get with LeBron's barber and figure out what he's doing so I can do that to my beard? Because he's,
you don't want to do that.
He's making that comeback up top.
Does LeBron have a barber or a surgeon?
He got some miracles going on up there.
At least he doesn't have to wear a beach towel for a headband anymore.
He might have like a carpet up there.
All right, man. We appreciate you stopping in. Jason Rowland, if you want to get in touch with him, Current Cuts. Current Cuts. He gave you the locations. You can also look him up on Facebook, on Twitter. But he is the spot if you want to get your hair done right the first time. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, brothers.
We will be back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, Houston, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit longwayfromhomemovie.com to reserve your spot. That's longwayfromhomemovie.com for more details.
What is it?
Longwayfromhomemovie.com.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, I need to memorize that. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot of words.
So I called.
Whatever happened to like a just like juice? That's easy. Juice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Long way from home movie.com. Juice.
But at least the copy was right.
You
think.
I had to review that several times. I don't trust Michelle anymore.
It could be long way from home radio show. You just don't know.
Yeah. Somebody had a question for Jason about does he see regular customers at his shop? Yeah, he does. That's most of his business is regular customers. Yeah, go to Current Cuts on Twitter, Facebook, online. But yeah, he takes, like, that's how I'm there. It's just a bunch of dudes hanging out. It's a barbershop. I mean, it's a barbershop. There's plenty of chairs. If Jason's not cutting your hair, there's several dudes in there that can cut your hair. So, yeah, it's.
Yeah, everybody that's tweeting us, I'm giving you the Twitter handle so that everybody can go to at Current Cuts.
Yeah, Eric just said, hey, I've been having the same lady cut my hair for 13 years, and she's retiring. New barber. Hell yeah, Eric. I'm telling you, you can go to his his Instagram and see some of the haircuts that he's done. That's how you. That's what you want to do. Like, if you're going to get a barber in today's day and age,
and see what he's done.
Yeah, you don't. One, you don't go to Supercuts just straight away unless you're Joel, cheap ass Joel.
I'm gonna let Jason do it.
Hater friend Joel.
I'm gonna have Jason do it. But here's
right
the thing.
Now.
No, not right now.
Damn it.
Jeez.
What about the show, Joel? What about ratings?
Well, we've already seen where that's going.
What about the Facebook and Facebook Live and you getting a haircut? I'm gonna Facebook Live me doing them silly ass crazy legs thing tomorrow.
No, what about when we get this goatee straight with you first?
Oh, well, let me know. What do you want
when
me to do?
When he gets it growing like a chia pet and the blonde comes out of it and then he can straighten it out, we'll be all good.
Dude, I've waited 43 years. It might be another 43 to finish this out. Like, I don't know. Just hit up Jason, man. It's a business. So he's not just cutting athletes. It just happens to be a lot of what his clientele is. So go out there.
If Nestor Carmona beat me to this, I was going to say it during the segment, and I didn't. But the difference, Jace, between me and Barry is that Barry has a reputation to uphold as a strong black man. So most people think he sounds like one, and he kind of likes to act like one. So this is why it's so important to him.
I kind of like to act like one.
Sometimes.
Can you explain what that means, please?
You set yourself up, Joe.
I have one.
What do you mean by I like to act black?
No, just some exactly. of the ways you say things.
So, no, we've established that I sound black.
Well, right.
But what do you mean by I like to act black?
Well, that's what I meant. By some of the things.
How do you act
you
black?
You tweeted someone today.
Uh-huh.
And instead of just saying, spell my name right, you're like, spell my name right, dog. And this guy's going to be like, this guy's like.
White dudes say dog?
I'm telling you, Joel's not doing himself any
favors. No, he's not. Like, why? So you're saying, so I can't just say, hey, dog, why don't you spell my name right? That's acting black?
Okay.
No, Joel. I'm curious. You brought it up, not me. I'm curious. I know I sound sometimes like a black guy. People have said that before.
So people think you are. I don't know why you think it's so important that I get my hair cut today by Jason. I just said I'll go to Jason.
You notice how he changed the subject, Nick? You see that?
No, because
I did. I noticed.
Smart man.
He tipped me off.
He did what Jason, Jerome tried
exactly.
to do to me.
Jerome did the same thing you do.
All the
he
time.
Asked us all the questions, and then when we ask him, he completely dodges.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what I just said he does on a regular basis. But Jason set me up for this. Without knowing he did earlier today, because he basically on Facebook was leading into the fact that he was going to cut my hair.
Yeah, and
yeah,
and
don't feel free to not let me know that.
But it's a haircut. I don't understand.
I'm not an intern. I'm not going to come in here and say asteroids, and you're not going to cut my hair on live.
If he wanted to cut my hair right now, I'd do it because you know what? It's going to save me some money.
You have more hair than me, and you have an easier cut than me.
Oh no, mine's not easy. Mine's very difficult. Mine's very difficult.
See, Jace, here's the thing. I'm not afraid to call myself out, right?
I could do yours with a Flowbee.
No, you could not.
Probably.
No, you could not, because I got two. I essentially, and y'all can have fun with this, but I essentially have like two moles on the back of my head that are like nipples. They stick out, so it's going to be tough. Plus, I got a cowlick on either side, so you got to round it, not square it. So it's a project with me. And just because I didn't follow Judge Barry's plan, the sneaky plan, where he wanted me to get my... Don't mention it to me, but he wants my hair cut live today.
I do too. I mean, I would like to see it live.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
See, I can't say it to you. So
why?
Because you don't.
Oh,
have
I don't have
any,
hair. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have hair.
I do not.
So you don't get the same pressure.
Barry sounds like Artie Lang.
What? No, he doesn't.
No. That's not the first time you've gotten that, though, right?
Artie Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought you mentioned it on... Oh, no, you...
No, there was... Like, another stand-up comic. The first 3 or 4 months of this... Yeah, somebody said I sound like Fluffy. Remember that? And this might say
somebody else, but maybe it was Fluffy.
Yeah, we compared me with somebody side by side.
No, there was
another
comedian too, or something like that too.
I don't know. It never. It's lightened up a lot, but for a long time we were getting texts about who I sounded like.
Yep.
But I don't think Artie Lang is one of them.
God, I can't even. You know what? You're an a-hole to let anybody see live what my hair looks like.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody said, "Well, David Delatti punched Barry in the face over supercuts because I said that." Does he have supercuts?
Yeah, he. Yeah, that's why he got out of radio.
Oh well. Sorry, David.
All right,
I'm rolling with current cuts. What do you want from me, man?
Two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of this stellar radio show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.